What's the biggest advantage the Packers get with the bye week?
Well, it's the same thing that we got during our bye week, is we got an opportunity to heal up. That was probably the most important thing. And then, of course, we continue to develop some of the younger players. It's not a case where they need to develop younger players right now because, you know, they're pretty good across the board. So I think health, you know, their ability to heal up is probably their number one priority. Then, you know, who knows what they decide to do game plan wise.
How different was Big Ben there opposed to when he's been out the last several
weeks? Well, they're, they're good without him, so they're only going to be a little better. He's a good player, but there's no holes in their defense, you know, that's nor in their offense. So, you know, they're improving. They're very well coached, as I said, and it's a good football team.
Grant's still pretty capable. He hasn't had the year they wanted expected, but is he pretty capable on week two?
Oh yeah, there's a different set of circumstances each week for the run game production. They have the potential to run the ball very, very well.
We talk about the young guys, and you can include Jacob Ford because he missed last year. Are you afraid about them hitting a wall at some point?
No, I think all those types of things have been discussed, and you know this group's taking very good care of themselves. They're working hard. They're doing the extra little things.
What types of things LaBelle Hawkins been showing you on the practice field that's allowed him to get some more playing time over the last?
Well, he's got a better idea of what we're doing. And he's doing the right things. He's getting the right depth, and his splits are good. So it takes time, and he's taking advantage of the time.
Any chance we would see Vince in a Cordell Stewart-like role?
You know, there's always that chance.
That's a yes.
There's always that chance.